If you read my June Unigram column, you have at least some hint of where I'm going with this sermon. Of course, you all read it. I want to do several things. And by the way, this is identified in your order of service as a homily. I think it probably grew into a sermon. So you've been warned. First, there are rumors and misconceptions hovering around like flies at a picnic, and I want to say as simply as possible what it seems to me we know for certain right now, and there's probably more, but I also want to reflect on some general principles that can serve us well in the coming 14 months and beyond, and I want to do that by calling us back to our roots. And finally, because I've been asked a few times, I want to explain my role as I see it. So what do we know for sure? This is not insider information. I'm drawing on the Board of Trustees announcement and Reverend Seth's response to that announcement in the special e-blasts that went out. And as I say, I'm sure there's more of this, what we know for sure, but this is bare bones. If you've not read those documents carefully, I'd recommend doing so, or reading them again. And read them with an open mind and heart, trusting that all parties meant what they said. The board has accepted Reverend Seth's recognition as of August 1st, 2020. That's a given. Reverend Seth has resigned. Our board has accepted his resignation. He will be entering the UUA's regular search process. And this will mean, by the way, that Reverend Elizabeth will also leave. The board and Reverend Seth agree, as the board put it, the time has come for us to part ways, end quote. As Reverend Seth said in his response, my ministry is no longer a good fit for the congregation as a whole. I want all of you to have a minister that you feel comfortable with, and it is clear that for too many, I can no longer fulfill that role, end quote. And I will editorialize a bit here and say that in no congregation is any minister going to please everybody. That's not going to happen. But there's a kind of a critical mass sort of thing involved. For Reverend Seth to resign will allow both he and Reverend Elizabeth to seek new fulfilling ministries elsewhere, and will allow us as a congregation to move forward, to heal, to decide who we want to be as we choose how we will journey forward. Reverend Seth's role in the coming 14 months will change, but not altogether, because he'll still continue to conduct Sunday worship, to provide pastoral care, to administer the rest of the staff. He will attend Board of Trustees and Committee on Ministries meetings and oversee the worship associates and pastoral associates. What will be different is that he will not be making significant changes to the life of the church. So what next? We have begun to acknowledge that the tensions exist between members and friends of the congregation who hold diverse views, between the congregation and the board, between the board and Reverend Seth, between Reverend Seth and some people in the congregation, and between some people in the congregation and the UUA. And those tensions are nowhere near resolved. We need to keep in mind they never will be completely. We're a diverse people with strong opinions, and we cherish our diversity. Dare I say, we cherish our opinions. The Board of Trustees has stated that one of the goals moving forward is that we, quote, work to heal the rift that has developed within our church and rebuild the strong community that we all love. We can work to hear each other and to build bridges, end quote. In order to facilitate this, we have work to do to become both willing and able to embrace our diversity and to live in harmony with each other. That is a challenging task, but one that I am sure we can do, because that's who we are. We don't have to agree, and we will not, but we must commit to being civil, even when we disagree. But we must be more than just civil, because that's who we are. And that's why I want to remind all of us of our foundational principles. Even as we differ and challenge each other, and yes, argue, and sometimes end up hurting each other inadvertently, we must hold unwaveringly to our affirmation that each and every one of us is a person of inherent worth and dignity. No exceptions, no exclusions, no yes buts. The congregation, the board, Reverend Seth, his supporters, his detractors, the rest of the staff. We all must do the hard work of calling each other out when we fail on this, but do that in the spirit of building up rather than tearing down. Now, most of us, I'm sure, have a good idea of what's in our principles, and some of us probably know them by heart. I am not one of the people who knows them by heart. Sometimes, however, I think hearing something that is very, very familiar to us, phrased differently, makes it come alive in a new way. And fortunately, we have several ways of articulating our principles. And here's the way our Tapestry of Faith children's programs state the first five principles, which are the ones that are the most relevant to my point. I've always liked these, simply because of their simplicity. We believe that each and every person is important. We believe that all people should be treated fairly and kindly. We believe that we should accept one another and keep on learning together. We believe that each person must be free to search for what is true and right in life. And we believe that all persons should have a vote about the things that concern them. These principles, it seems to me, are worthy guides as we find our way through the terrain that will be difficult, complex, and challenging. So, within all of this, how do I see my role? First of all, I have to say I don't know with complete certainty, because part of that is going to be determined by what the board wants of me, and while he is here, how Reverend Seth thinks I can best help the congregation and the process. So, yeah, there are some unknowns here for me. I do know that I won't be a candidate for any whatever kind of interim contract position we end up with during the transition time. I have neither the church administration skills nor, perhaps even more important, the physical, mental, and emotional energy for that. Trust me, I do not. That job I will leave to somebody else. But as I envision it, anyway, basically I will keep on doing what I've been doing all along. As a former colleague of mine said once, keep on keeping on. I will provide pastoral care within the congregation and in the wider community as requested, preach when called upon to do so, and help guide our pastoral associates team. I will meet regularly with the rest of the staff, as I have been doing for years. But more specifically, maybe, I will do what I can to help us find ways to take care of ourselves and to care for each other in this time of uncertainty, change, and perhaps turbulence. I will try to be a steady, calm presence. I will try to be that presence. I was on a flight quite recently where I was sitting, where I could see one of the flight attendants, and you know, we got in off and on turbulence, and I discovered that I was watching the flight attendant and judging her reactions, because I figured if she was okay, the rest of us were okay. And I've been in that situation in planes a couple of times. I like to be seated where I can see that person. Even if they're strapped in, if they're not hyperventilating, then it's okay. I will listen to all sides without taking sides and without judging. I will listen while we process the feelings and conflicts that will inevitably arise and help us to have those difficult conversations that we need to have and that matter. So how have we come to this point in our congregational life? Well, it's been a long and complex road. And different people have different versions of exactly how we got here. The path forward is guaranteed to be equally long and complex, and we won't always agree on the best way to proceed. But we will move forward, acknowledging the past and confident about the future, because that's who we are. As the other elements of our service this morning suggested, we will ask what's possible as well as what's wrong. We will be brave enough to start those conversations that matter. We will be intrigued rather than put off by our differences, because that's who we are. We will listen. We will stay together in community and embrace our shared humanity. We will trust in a future yet unknown, because that's who we are. We will not be driven off by discord. We will not defect. We will not jump ship. We will be able to see the birthmarked face with all its blemishes and birthmarks as a living, breathing, growing, essential part of who we are, because that's who we are. May we hold in the forefront of our minds and hearts that we all want the same thing. We want to be the best church we can be, so that we can continue to be an outspoken and coherent voice for progressive, inclusive religion in our city and in the region, just as we've been doing since 1869. I believe that we want to be a church that is a force for positive, progressive social action. And I firmly believe that we want to become a community in which all persons feel welcome, valued, and safe, a community of acceptance and compassion. We will differ on exactly what this looks like and how to go about it. But I truly believe that we are unified in our commitment to these goals, because that's who we are.